Gonna learn some new stuff, but we're gonna mix it with some of the stuff that we were doing last week too. So, who remembers Nagat Meech?
The students come from different grades. Some are freshmen, others are sophomores and juniors, but they share one thing in common. They're all members of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe. And this class of half a dozen students is part of the high school's first ever Wampanoag language class, a credit level course specifically designed to teach the tribe's native language, a language that, until recently, hasn't been spoken for several hundred years.
Possessive like my would be Natonkwas.
14-year-old freshman Caesar Hendricks says he's up for the challenge of learning a second language, especially one that's this important to him.
I like it a lot. I feel like it's a great learning experience and something that other students don't get the opportunity to do, so I'm going to try to take advantage of it.
For 10th grader Nathan Mills, this class is more than just a way to get credit toward graduation. It's a critical part of being a Wampanoag.
I live, breathe Wampanoag, so it's very important that we keep our language alive and going. This is just more than a class and a language. This is our culture. So it's important that we, the youth, bring it back and teach it to the younger kids as well as the older kids, and everybody should know it.
Mills' passion is one reason the tribe, through the Wampanoag Language Reclamation Project, developed a curriculum specifically for high schoolers. The goal is big. Not only do they want to establish a class as a regular offering for all students at the high school, the tribe hopes to one day have a generation of fluent speakers.
It's amazing. We've come so far.
That's Judy Urquhart, business manager for the Language Project.
To be offering this class is really something that's so special. I don't know if it's unprecedented, but I think we're one of the first classes that are offered in a public high school in the United States.
Tens of thousands of people once spoke Wampanoag, but the language died out when it was outlawed in the 1800s. It wasn't until the 1990s, when tribe member Jesse Little Doe Baird began to revive it from written records, that tribe members began learning and speaking the language again. Today, the tribe offers language classes to people of all ages, starting with their full-day immersion preschool, all the way up to evening classes for elders.
I actually wrote one of the first big grants back in 2009, where our master speaker, Jesse Little Doe, was able to instill language fluency into three individuals, just three. But it really has become an exponential process.
Melanie Roderick was one of those three initial students. She now teaches the language and says all of her students are engaged and interested in the work. Her high schoolers, though, might be a little less concerned about the mechanics of the language and more impatient to build a vocabulary big enough to get their point across.
They want to speak. They don't want to know the ins and outs and the thises and thats of why we do everything we do. They just want to talk to each other.
And the class is reaching more than just the students taking it. It prompted school officials to change the name of the language department from foreign language to world language. The tribe's Judy Urquhart says the change is a sign that relations between the tribe and the school district are improving.
So I think that simple word change is really indicative of how wonderful and receptive the Mashpee School District has been to this language and to accepting it and recognizing that it's not foreign at all. It's really part of this community, this homeland.
Urquhart hopes that next year some non-native students will also enroll in the class. For now, though, lunchtime is fast approaching, and the students in this year's class only have a few more minutes before the bell rings.
Sun cut to meet you, Nukas, Patuk with me. I want to eat deer. Does my mother want to eat bread?
That's fine. Good.
Even though they're part of history, they're still hungry teenagers after all. For WCAI, I'm Catherine Ident.